Good morning, everyone. Nice to see you on a Saturday morning. This meeting of the House Rules Committee will come to order. The time is 10:19 on Saturday, May 17th. Members present are Representative Vance, Representative Costello, Representative Tilton, Representative Schrage, Vice Chair Kopp, and myself, Chair Stutz. We have a quorum to conduct business. If I would ask everyone and anyone to please silence your cell phones. We're asking no one to approach the table. If you need to pass a note, please pass it through my chief of staff over here and my committee aide, Matt Greening. He'd be happy to help you. I'd like to thank Cheryl Cole, today's Rules Committee Secretary. Nice to see you, Cheryl, and Marnie Provost from the Juno LIO. Nice to see you, Marnie. Thank you. We have one item on the agenda today, item Senate Bill 152, renaming Ruby Airport as Harold Esmolka Airport, sponsored by Senator Cronk. The bill is on today's floor calendar. Time is short, so let's get right to it. Would the bill sponsor please come forward, identify yourself for the record, and proceed with your very brief presentation.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senator Mike Cronk from District R, and I have my staff, Paul Menke, with me. Appreciate you guys taking the time today. We know it's a busy schedule. SB 152 is an act renaming the airport after Harold Esmolka. I'll just go quickly over some of the highlights. Harold is a pioneer in Alaska aviation. Over his lengthy career as a pilot, Harold flew across Alaska and has gotten to know people in dozens of Alaska communities. In 1954, after the Army, Harold bought his first airplane. Him and his wife, Florence, settled in Ruby, where they bought the Ruby Trading Company and General Store, which provided groceries and goods for the community. In 1970, Mr. Esmolka opened Harold's Air Service, which grew to service 63 Alaska communities and villages and had 20 aircraft in his fleet. Fact is, one of the planes in his fleet was a Turbine Douglas DC-3, which was the first certified in the world, which is amazing for a small, village airport. In 1982, Harold sold his service, planning to retire, but his heart called him back to the skies, and just 4 years later, he bought Tanana Air Service, and he built the company into a small trailblazer for interior aviation. Harold based Tanana Air Service out of Fairbanks, where it provided mail, cargo, passenger services to more than 80 communities. In fact, it did medevac service, and there were 7 babies delivered in flight on his plans. In fact, one lady thought it was such good service, she gave birth to 2 babies on different flights. Harold is a well-respected Alaska Native man. He provides free transportation to the brothers and sisters and clergy of the Fairbanks Catholic Diocese as he flew to different villages, paying homage to an incredible father, husband, veteran, entrepreneur, and Alaska aviation legend. And so this is what this bill is about. The communities of the Yukon River are really excited. In fact, they have a day planned on June 7th to celebrate this and get this named after them.
That's pretty exciting. Do we have any questions for the sponsor? Seeing none from the committee, I will open public testimony. Is there anyone in the room that wants to testify? Seeing no one, and I see no one online, I will close public testimony. Are there any final comments from this committee? Wow.
Thank you for bringing it forward.
Thank you guys for
thank you.
That. We appreciate it.
With that, I would entertain a motion.
Madam
Representative Cupp.
Yes, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I move to report Senate Bill 152-34-LS0813-N out of committee with individual recommendations and attached 0 fiscal note.
Are there any objections from this committee? Hearing none. With that, SB 152-LS0813-N is reported out of the committee with individual recommendations and attached 0 fiscal note. This concludes today's business. Members, please stay in the room to please sign the paperwork, and we will adjourn at 10:23.